Hanukkah celebrations are continuing around the world this week in spite of Sunday's mass shooting in Australia. Two gunmen opened fire at a Hanukkah event on Bondi Beach in Sydney. At least 15 people were killed, including a 10-year-old girl, a rabbi, and a Holocaust survivor. Close to 40 people are still in the hospital. In light of the news, Halifax Regional Police have increased patrols at local synagogues and Hanukkah gatherings. Skylar Smith went to a menorah lighting in Halifax last night. The Diversity, Equity and Inclusion Specialist has been organizing a conversation series called Breaking Challah, Building Bridges. And Skylar's here in our studio. Good morning, Skylar.
Good morning, Portia. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in. What was your reaction to the news of the shooting when you heard about what had happened on Bondi Beach?
It's hard to describe what it feels like now because it's incident after incident after incident. This is just the latest in a long line of deadly attacks against Jewish communities across the world. This is Bondi Beach, Manchester, New York, Toronto. This news is not new. It's still incredibly shocking. This is such a severe attack. And like many Jews, I have family that was dispersed all around the world after the Holocaust, and I have cousins in Australia about half an hour away.
And how are you considering or reconsidering in the light of, as you say, a string of these shootings, but this most recent one, expressing your Jewish identity? I mean, you're wearing a star here in the studio this morning.
I have my rainbow Star of David pin, which I've been wearing for 15 years. My best friend, Lauren Klein, gave it to me when I came out. And I don't take it off. I put it on basically every outfit, mostly because one of the things I learned during Breaking Challah, Building Bridges is that one of the things that spurs on anti-Semitism is people being unfamiliar with someone who's Jewish. So it can be a conversation starting place. But I know exactly what you mean. It is scarier to be overtly Jewish in this community. And you know, my family changed their last name to Smith to hide from anti-Semitism when they emigrated to North America. Mm. So I can pass as non-Jewish if I wish, but this pin gives me a little bit of strength that you know, I can be who I am in spite of the increased levels of hate and extremism.
I gather you and your partner who came with you to the studio this morning had a conversation about whether to put a sign up in your window related to Hanukkah.
He did question me a little bit about whether it was a good idea to have a Happy Hanukkah sign on my door. He was chiding me a little bit because of what was going on and not always wanting to be overtly Jewish in public.
Does it bring any comfort or added level of security knowing Halifax police are stepping up these patrols around Hanukkah?
Well, I would say yes. We had my final program with Breaking Challah, Building Bridges had Don McLean was there, Jeff Pate from the Hate Crimes Unit, and Craig Upshaw, who founded the Hate Crimes Unit, were all at that event talking with the community about safety. It was a fantastic cap off to the program because not only is having the police there, you know, the police are the last people you want to call. We, as a community, my request right now for anyone is we need intervention now. We need de-escalation now before it gets to that point. So I'm glad that the police are vigilant. I hope I never have to call them.
Mm. And what were people saying about that at the menorah lighting you went to last night? And did you see police there?
Yes, the police presence was beyond what it was. I actually joked with at least one of the participants that you know that it's a Jewish event now if you see the red and blue flashing. It's become quite an issue. We've had to have security at some of these community events and, you know, I'm just a community member trying to bring folks together.
And so what kind of preventative measures do you think, beyond having police at your events, which adds a layer of that you probably don't want to be there, but you feel is necessary. What other preventative measures, including the conversations that you have, Breaking Challah, do you think are needed?
Right now, I think it's gone too far. We don't have enough interventions in place. We don't have enough education. We don't have enough people calling out hate when they see it. Because when something gets to the point where it's a hate crime, and to be fair, we are the number one target for hate in the country. Almost 20% of hate crimes target the Jewish community.
And we've seen, you know, the spraying of racist things on synagogues, for example, here.
Yes, exactly. And the stickers on every pole that's called Jews rat, you know, all of these horrible anti-Semitic tropes that go back to the Nazis and the KKK are new again. What's old is new, but we need that intervention before it gets to that point.
So how do you do that with these conversations that you have?
So these conversations came to me as an idea. So in 2016, I hosted the first Canadian Pride Shabbat dinner. And that brought people from the queer community to us, LGBTQ plus community, together with members from the Jewish community. And it fostered this great level of dialogue at the table. People who, you know, have never met a Jewish person before have come together and say, you know, these are how our stories are similar. And building upon that, I thought, why not reach out to different communities, to the Indian community, the African Nova Scotian community, different religious groups like the Baptist community, and bring everyone together to share those stories. And the outcome of that is stronger active allyship, because I think the most important thing to take away right now is it's not enough to be not anti-Semitic.
You have to be more active. And how does the breaking of the bread come into it, Sky?
So one of my favorite things about the chamotzi, the blessing over the bread, is that at the beginning of a Shabbat dinner, you lift up the loaf of challah, you say the blessing, and then you tear a piece off and you pass it to the next person and they tear a piece off. And we're all sharing from the same well of sustenance and eating together, breaking bread. The symbolism is perfect. The cultural and ritual of it is an added bonus. And honestly, it just gets people together and having conversations in a space where there's no pressure.
There's a shared humanity there too, as well as the bread. In the final 30 seconds we have, our envoy, Canada's envoy for combating anti-Semitism, Deborah Lyons, left her post this past summer. How would you like to see the government handle the threatening of Jewish Canadians?
I mean, we need a replacement, like, now. We need someone at the provincial level who can handle anti-Semitism. We need someone at the municipal level who can handle the mundane and small anti-Semitism that happens everywhere. We need action. And anyone who's considering putting out a post of condolence or sincerity, please add what you're doing or share something of what you're already doing or what you're planning to do. I really want to know, to be comfortable, that you're taking this seriously and that there are steps you are taking against anti-Semitism.
I appreciate this conversation, Skylar.
Thank you very much, Portia. It's been a pleasure.
And Skylar Smith, a diversity, equity, and inclusion specialist in Halifax.